Local representatives from Petersburg, Wrangell, Craig, and Kaufman Cove announced their resignation from the roundtable late last week in a joint press release. Kaufman Cove City Administrator Elaine Price and the others cited what they saw as a lack of commitment by the roundtable to work towards stabilizing the declining timber industry.
The hope was that we could reach some common ground with the environmental groups so that we could move ahead with, getting some jobs back and stabilizing some of the communities. And it became apparent that just wasn't going to work. The consensus mode doesn't work when you have 35 people from all over.
There are now about 24 members of the roundtable, which includes environmental, timber industry, native corporation, and government representatives from inside and outside of the region. Last week's resignations followed on the heels of withdrawals by the state, the Southeast Conference, and the timber industry group Alaska Forest Association. Governor Sean Parnell is shifting state efforts towards a new timber task force that will focus more on logging. Despite her decision to leave the roundtable, Price believes it did result in fewer environmental groups challenging the logjam timber sale on Prince of Wales Island. Price also credits the efforts of the roundtable's original organizers.
You know, the Nature Conservancy made a real effort to get everybody to come together and come to some sort of consensus. And, you know, they've got to be thanked for their effort. And a lot of the foundations, nonprofit foundations, funded the Tongass Futures Roundtable. And, you know, their end goal was to stop the endless lawsuits, you know, to help the local economies, and after 5 years, it just was apparent it wasn't working.
For those remaining in the roundtable, the loss of more fellow members was disappointing, but they still see value in the meetings. Juneau Mayor and Roundtable Administrative Committee Chair Bruce Botello said last week he intended to keep participating as long as the roundtable continued to function.
I think the most important part of the process from my standpoint has been bringing people who would normally not talk with or to each other except in a courtroom to be able to do that. And I think that process of getting to know one another, developing some level of trust, has been a major intangible benefit to the region.
Tongass Supervisor Forrest Cole last week said the Forest Service was also continuing its membership in the roundtable. Cole said he had been frustrated with the process as well, but he thought the dialogue was worthwhile.
Having the ability to have everybody that's never been able to talk to each other sit in a room for as long as we have and at least put their issues on the table has been a huge success for that group.
The roundtable's latest two-day meeting started Tuesday this week in Heidelberg, where the loss of members was expected to be one of the topics for discussion. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.